Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we are on location again, only this time at the Belleville facility of Gun for Hire. And there's a whole bunch of people watching.
We have stuff going on in all five classrooms right now. We're jam-packed in here. Thank you all.
You can't even move in this place. It's kind of cool.
Nice, isn't it? Had a little bit of a scare today.
What happened?
One of the ranges I use all the time, I pulled up, I saw ambulances and cop cars and stuff.
That can't be a good thing.
I bail out of my gun for hire truck. I go over, there's a dude sitting outside on a chair with no pants on.
And this is unusual?
On a nice Saturday afternoon. It seems numbnuts here. I could say numbnuts because Christy started it.
That's true.
It seems numbnuts here had a piece of hot brass go down his back and... Of course, you would keep your gun in your hand when you go to clear it out of the back of your shirt where it fell down.
Don't even tell me where this is going.
Shot himself through the thigh.
Oh, great.
Missed his femoral artery by 4 inches.
That's great.
Released from the University Medical Center 40 minutes later. All they did was put a drain in it, no stitches or anything. They gave him a University Hospital Horse's Ass Award or something equivalent to what we have. And off he went. So Listen, as a little bit of a learning experience here, you know, when hot brass goes down your back or in your shirt or something, it's always good to keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. We kind of, you know,
Isn't that rule number one?
Yeah, that is rule number one. Obviously not a graduate of Gun for Hire. I could never recognize the guy. Really nice guy. Ended up going back to the range after he released from the hospital and apologizing.
Oh, I thought he went back to finish out his port time.
Which was kind of nice, you know. So
he should apologize. Interesting. Too. He could have killed somebody.
Interesting. You know,
here it is, right? This is all about training, and that's exactly what we preach all the time. If you're going to own a gun, you really do need to learn how to work the damn thing, right?
So it could have gone a lot worse. He could have shot in someone else. He could have severed his femoral artery. I mean, luckily, my guys poured out of the school and everybody is trained. You know, Joe teaches that combat medic course for range safety officers.
Yeah.
So everybody has quick clot and tourniquets and the whole bit. So we were prepared. We could have helped the guy out if need be. So it worked out pretty good. I just invented a new gun, Sandy. I'm trying to get it approved by New Jersey state legislators. It's a semi-auto, and it only holds 15 rounds, so it's Jersey legal, but it shoots Twinkies at rhinos. Okay?
You're not talking about our Governor Hindenburg, are you?
Yeah, exactly. So the next time that he's up on the podium, thump, gonna shoot a Twinkie right in his mouth. We might get a smile and a twinkle in his eye. Okay. All right.
Boom, boom.
Now, if he should bend over to tie a shoe, I know where I'm gonna send a Twinkie.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Hey, you know, interesting story. I just had to apply for another pistol permit because I have ordered an FN 5.7.
Ooh, an evil FN 5.7.
Yes, an evil one, yes. And the R&I guy at my headquarters, and I live in a pretty small town, said that the processing of gun permits has gone from one a week in the past 6 months to 15 a day.
That's it?
In my town, that's a lot. I didn't think we had that many people.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
I'll tell you that. That's a wonderful thing. It's really increasing. You know, talking about guns, you know, we had this February 14th, we were all supposed to go to Starbucks.
Right.
And buy something. So I don't go to Starbucks because I'm not the type. Because when I go in there, all those metrosexuals look like Tom Hanks from the movie Philadelphia, like the last 15 minutes of the show. You know what I mean? They're just... they're just not my type. So
Oh, God. We're leaving that one alone. Okay,
So I went in there, and now I don't know what to order because I can't pronounce half the shit. And they don't have small, medium, large. They have venti, trenti, menti, and all kinds of shit, right? So I'm standing in line. There's like 10 people in front of me, and they all smell funny. They all look funny. You know, this is not my environment, okay? And I can't even go on air telling anybody I've ever eaten a scone, okay? It just won't work for me. So to make a long story short, I don't know what to order. So the person in front of me orders a half green tea, half lemonade sweet. So I order that, right? I said a large. The girl's like, a large, a venti, or I'm like, the big one, the big one. So I buy it.
You had to be drawing a crowd at this
point. Oh, yeah. I was wearing all Gun for Hire stuff. I give her a Gun for Hire card. I said, thank you so much. She said, boy, we are extremely busy today, and you're the third person to thank us for supporting the Second Amendment. Wow. And this was in probably Roseland or Livingston. I'm not sure what town it was in. So I thought that was pretty cool. And actually, they tasted like weasel piss. I'm back to Folgers now.
But you did your deed.
I did my deed for the Second Amendment.
That's great.
Thank you, Starbucks, for your support. Get some real coffee that us men can drink.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States. And a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it! The quickest hour in new media broadcasting.
Yes. Thank you to all of our listeners. Just before I get off the Starbucks thing, question. When I was leaving the Starbucks, are men supposed to wear shirts tied at the belly button?
I'll leave that one
okay,
right
because,
where
because
it lays.
I witnessed that at Starbucks.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Were you in the Greenwich Village Starbucks?
No, this was in either Morris or Essex County. It was freaking scary. Whole different world of people in there.
World.
I was just scared that I was going to end up being like the gimp in somebody's basement.
How sweet.
Yes. You know, I just want to say... I give a shout out for Andy Pinelli.
How's he doing?
He's recovering. I went to have lunch at his house. He had a catered lunch come in. Scott Bach and myself, we went to visit him. He had some other friends there.
Oh, sure. I wasn't invited.
Yes, you were, actually. Oh. He wanted to. I invited you Thursday. We went Wednesday. He wanted to thank all the listeners for their support and prayers. He's doing really good.
Good.
Great supporter of Gun for Hire Radio, Gun for Hire, and a Second Amendment patriot, baby, all the way.
Huge Second Amendment supporter.
Speaking of Second Amendment patriots, yesterday I was at Tom Wilson's house, who owns Vista Parking. He wanted to thank all of you guys because he's getting so many people coming in mentioning Gun for Hire Radio that he actually went out and had a new 45 built.
Oh, great.
And he had to show it to me yesterday. So I went to his house and he showed it to me. And I said, so, Tom, how's the sponsorship going? He said, unbelievable. He goes, he realizes some of our listeners were customers already, but now they're coming in and mentioning Gun for Hire Radio.
That's great.
And I'll tell you what, you know, I hate plugging stuff because I'm not a good salesman. I'm a good teacher, I feel, but not a great salesman. I just want to thank all of our listeners for the support of our sponsors. And we're working on a cigar sponsor, by the way. But, you know, Tom, VistaParking.com in Elizabeth, if you're flying out of Newark Airport, use them. Make sure you tell them you use them. Just go to the Gunfire Radio sponsor page. Go to the Gun for Hire Radio Facebook page, too. Our sponsors are there. They're on the pages every day. Just thank them, even if you're not buying anything, buy them. Because I'll tell you what, guys, I've been fronting the bill for this radio show since the beginning because I love the second minute. I love what I do. But if it wasn't for the sponsors toeing the line,
we wouldn't be here.
You know, we really wouldn't be here. Yeah. And it makes us really legitimate. Otherwise, I'm just a jackass in front of a microphone. But by having sponsors, I almost have real validity.
Almost. Don't push it.
I'm almost there. So, again, I want to thank Tom, VistaParking.com. I think that's really cool. And, you know, I went to Jersey City to see Andy Pinelli, and we are going to start a campaign for one drink a month for Mayor Healey.
Oh, no, I don't think you can say that. The lawyer said you can't say that.
I know. My lawyer said I couldn't say that about Mayor Healey with one drink a month, so I'm not saying it. I'm not saying that Jersey City's going to have one drink a month. His son happens to own a bar called Healey's.
Oh, really?
In Jersey City, right across the street from the firehouse that his son is a fireman in.
Oh.
So that's convenient.
That's very convenient.
Yeah, because there's a website out there. The mayor spoke before the city council last week, and he says that the reason they had such a drop in violent crime, 0.0276%, yes, was because of the mayor working with the governor Corzine and getting one gun a month passed in New Jersey.
That's what did it.
And if that's not a jackass, so he's this month's horse's ass recipient. Okay,
yes,
Mayor Jeremiah
the
Healey.
Honorable
Let's
Jeremiah
go to Point Pleasant, Healey. Get drunk and naked, Healey. Okay.
I thought you weren't going to bring that up.
You know, when you're in your like 50s and 60s and you're 100 pounds overweight, like, you're not supposed to get drunk
naked.
Yes. And have fist fights down Jersey Shore. And, you know, Bayonne or Hoboken got an award from the Italian American Society for not letting Jersey Shore film there.
Yeah.
Healey said, you can film here.
Oh, sure.
What do you think? Before you know it, he's going to do a cameo dancing with those other Staten Island jackasses. Okay.
He fits right in.
Oh, he fits right in.
Yeah, but this one gun a month thing is great, isn't
it?
It lowered
crime dramatically.
So much better in Jersey City.
See, now there's a guy that
needs only four carjackings an hour now, right? That's it.
There's a guy that needs a firm slap in the back of his head.
Let me tell
you. Okay. Because he's telling everybody the one gun a month that he pushed with Corzine is what dramatically lowered violent crime.
Dramatically
lowered. 0.02673%. Okay.
Oh, it has nothing to do with them forcing the cops to downgrade the offenses or anything, right?
Oh, no, that has nothing to do with it. Downgrading offenses wouldn't have anything to do with it.
No.
So Healey is the horse's ass this month, ladies and gentlemen. He will be getting the award. Jose will be posting his photo. I will be mailing it out to him, which I probably shouldn't go to Jersey City for a while.
Not for a while, no. because you blend so well.
Sorry, Andy, I can't come visit you. You're going to have to come to Belleville where it's still safe for me.
Yes, that's true. There aren't too many places that are still safe for you.
Healey should subscribe to this. Did you guys see Illinois State Troopers?
No.
They have a crime prevention website. And for women, acts of violent crime and sexual assault, one of the deterrents I have to talk about when we come back from break they have for women. Because remember now, Illinois, no handguns are allowed at all. It's a black state, right?
Yeah.
The last of the 50 states that's black. Or is there 57 states? Our president thinks
57.
57
states,
oh, that's
yes,
right.
According
well,
to
when
the
I, when
commander,
I went to school,
the
it was,
apologist in chief.
The apologist in chief. I'm sorry. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh. I'm sorry for the Middle East. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
We didn't mean to burn those things.
I did.
Oh, here comes the hate.
I got to talk about Illinois when we come back.
We the people, we got the kind of power that only comes from taking back what's ours.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The Bright Orange Gun Law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
We rise to our best for fellow man.
Number one on iTunes for 39 weeks running, Anthony.
That's one more than 38.
That's one more than 38. Yes, sir. For those of you in Jersey City.
So here we go. Illinois State Police, right on their website. Women, if you're being attacked, you're being a victim of rape or sexual assault, fight back, they say, just like in New Jersey, fighting the bear. Okay.
Yes.
But here's the best one. It says right on the site, it may sound disgusting, but an option would be to jam fingers down your throat and vomit on yourself or the perpetrator, and it might stop the sexual assault.
Nice.
Are you effing kidding me?
This is a deterrent.
Okay, this is where our society has gone to.
Oh, good
okay?
God.
The guy is trying to rape you. Don't have a gun.
Puke
don't
on
have
him.
Mace. Don't have any. Stick your fingers down your throat and throw up on him. Well, what if it infuriates the shitbag and he kills you for throwing up on him?
Right.
Are you this is.
What if he doesn't care about vomit? Which most crack addicts really don't care about.
I can't
about
picture,
vomit,
you know, it's so easy to write something and post it online. I would like to see any of the troopers who were involved in the safety council, would they tell their wives and daughter vomit
right.
on the guy?
Yeah. You know that
okay.
they're handing him their off-duty service revolvers. Yeah.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, I can't even think about it.
No, it's totally out of control.
I can't even think about it. You know, I have Dean from Prism Electronics coming to my house Monday.
Really?
Yeah, I'm upgrading my camera system, my alarm system, and the moat.
Are you putting cameras around the moat?
Yeah, I have 8 cameras around my house now. I'm upgrading to 16 with high-intensity infrared and color cameras, some panic buttons, and a couple other things. Because, you know, after what happened to you and what I'm reading, what's going on right now.
It's getting bad.
Another true patriot, one of our listeners, Ainsley, I don't want to say his last name. He had to deal with a home break-in, and we're going to be talking more with that. So my heart goes out to him and my prayers, because he has that feeling of violation now. He sent me an email.
And he lives out in the woods also.
Yeah,
and,
well, that's always a problem, you know?
Yeah.
And just the way crime is flying, we're going to have Detective Mack in here a little bit. He's going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on
now.
Yeah,
he was saying some stuff on the break that was just, it's just amazing.
But, you're right, being an electrical engineer, Dean from Prism Electronics, which is our sponsor.
He really knows
stuff. He's been getting a lot of work, and I have some commercial stuff lined up for him for another business I just got into, because I found I had like an extra 8 minutes a day that I had nothing to do with. And so I'm working on some stuff.
It's that stuff between 2 and 3 in the morning that you get the.
But guys, if you don't have an alarm, or if you don't have cameras, or if you need them commercial or residential, Prism Electronics, contact Dean. He's on our sponsor page. He is the shit. He was at my house, and now he's coming back, and we're going to upgrade everything. So, just look at what's going on in New Jersey right now, Sandy.
It's
really, really
it's scary,
horrible.
Scary stuff.
I mean, it's not just New Jersey. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere in the country.
And it's not good at all. These home invasions that are just people are just, law-abiding citizens yesterday are becoming home invaders today.
Yes.
Okay? Because exactly. They're desperate. And we knew that this was going to happen.
It's happening right down in, in Salem County. I mean, if you take a look down in, that's like 2 miles away from where Moses left his sandals.
That was Salem. That was Pennsville, New Jersey,
New Jersey. I mean, the only thing I know of down there is a cowboy flea market.
But the three shitbags that broke into the house, they were young, 20s or whatever. You know what I love it, though? They got $150,000 bail. They broke in to help people at knife point, threatened their life.
Absolutely.
And $150,000 bail, which means you got to get a $15,000 bond, which anybody who owns a car or something can, and they'll be out again doing the same shit. And you read the post, and the people are like, we need a stronger police presence. It's like, wake the F up.
Right, exactly.
Okay, you're going to have a cop parked in front of your house 24/7.
Yeah, right.
No one's going to take care of you better than you. Wake up. Okay,
absolutely.
These people that are posting this, again, I need to give them a slap in the back of the head. A nice firm slap in the back of it. I had to check over my shoulder when I said it because of the death threat. But
did you read that article I sent you the other day, written by that imbecile for the Huffington Post?
Yes.
Where they're just and there was a post on NewJersey.com of a woman.
The blog.
Yes.
Drunk driver.
Susan from Linden. Who wrote in and said she can't believe all this hubbub about the Second Amendment, that the Second Amendment should really be done away with, it's antiquated, that we have the police now and the National Guard to come and help us.
She was the one who hit the cop, and she left the scene of the accident 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Read the post below it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, this is the woman who's going to tell me how I should run my life. Meanwhile, she had an accident. She hit a cop at an accident scene and kept going.
Nice.
Yeah, and now
Yay.
She writes a
law-abiding
blog.
Citizen.
She writes a blog. We won't give her a name, but
no,
of course,
not.
Post it right underneath it was, hoo, 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 crying Brian. Okay.
We won't even use his last name either.
The one and only member of whatever, New Jersey.
Whatever,
jackass.
Yeah.
He put, the NRA is poisoning everything.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to get into Mac, Detective Mac in training and some stuff, I think when we come back or no?
Yeah, when we come back.
Yes, sir. United we stand, divided we fall.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air. and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main gun for hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
The fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
Where?
Right here.
Get out of here.
Yes, I'm out
of
here.
Is it amazing how many followers and listeners we have? I mean, it really...
These people have no lives, dude.
You know, there's a lot of people get ticked off when you say that, by the way.
Well, it's true.
No, there really is. There's a lot of people get ticked off when you say that. I just want to get that out
No,
there.
Really. If what you're doing is listening to us right now, you have no life.
Yeah, all right.
These are just two angry guys talking about guns. Well, now three angry guys.
Yeah, but we have a million angry New Jerseyans who are also pissed off with the situation.
And we are kicking some butt in New Jersey.
Unfortunately, you know... Getting our legislators on board is like pulling a mule up a ladder.
Yes, very true. Okay?
Seriously. You know, some news. Detective Mack is in the room. We're going to talk about some local crime that's been going on. But,
welcome,
you know,
Detective.
Detective. Hi. What about what was it, Stafford, Connecticut, Sandy? The parents woke up. There was a burglar in their bedroom.
Yeah, and they came in through the garage door.
The guy's name was Larry Bowman. And
did you see this
guy's smiling
picture?
On his mugshot. yeah, I'd like to slap him in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I hope he has a nice engagement party in prison and all.
He should.
You know, the husband and wife are in their 30s. They got a 9 and a 12-year-old, and they woke up, and the shit bag's in their house. He broke in through the garage door. And, you know, we talked to Nick Concilio from Buy Right Overhead Doors about this. Nick obviously is a sponsor, because he says there's a million ways to break into garage doors. And, you know, he uses that jack motor now like he did in my house and a couple other trade secrets.
Yeah.
But, you know, Buy Right Overhead Door is definitely a way to go. He's one of our sponsors. He's gotten a ton of business from it because everybody's keeping their money in the Second Amendment community instead of giving it to businesses that
well,
might
like
use Knappen it against
said,
us.
Well, like Knappen said, we have to support one another. And if you have a business, if you know a business that is a supporter of the Second Amendment and you know a business that's not a supporter of the Second Amendment, who the hell are you going to buy from?
Correct. And it's funny because so the husband wakes up, finds the shit bag in the house. He's got two young daughters in the house who are sleeping. They woke up. He chases the shit bag out of the house. The guy goes running down the street with personal possessions of theirs, Mac. He gets in his car and he drives through town following him until the police arrive, start following him, and they apprehended him. They caught him. They caught the piece of shit, so which is a beautiful thing, but I mean, holy shit. It's coming up. Look at Salem County. Those two were indicted with the dozen burglaries in rural Salem
in
County.
In Pennsville, New Jersey. That's
okay.
Like 3 miles away from where Moses
right.
left his sandals.
You said that earlier. You're starting to repeat yourself again. Take your Aricept.
I have to take the Aricept. But you know, each and every one of those had a laundry list of past offenses. And here they are back out on the street again.
Now, Matt, can you talk about, wasn't there a carjacking in Kearney or something pretty violent?
Yes.
They pulled her by her hair and stuff, right?
Yeah, carjackings are on the rise, as you know.
We talked
about this a lot. We had one recently. The individual that carjacked the woman had a Tech 9.
A Tech 9?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. It was at 9:15 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's a tough thing, and this is one of the things that we're trying to talk to people about being prepared. You know, there's a couple warning signs that maybe the person may have missed, which unfortunately led up to that.
What would be a warning sign that you...
Well, I mean, we try to tell people when you go out of your house, you need to put the phones away, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, when you go into your car, it's to and from your car. You need to
be in the moment.
Be aware
focus,
of your surroundings.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're not. People are not. We see it all the time.
No, they get the earphones in their ears. They're talking on the phone. They got
texting.
16 bags they're carrying.
I call it head and ass disease.
Yeah. That's
which is condition white.
Yeah.
But didn't they pull her by her hair to the ground and everything?
That was the carjack. Kearney had one carjacking. They ripped her out of the vehicle with her By her hair, I should say.
Wasn't there a kid in the car? Or no?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you told us before you're seeing more and more innocent people becoming criminals today with the way the economy's going.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a couple reasons for that. The economy is poor, and by no means am I making excuses for these people. You know, they are what they are. But we're starting to see people who ordinarily weren't on the criminal end of things now getting involved in it.
Ordinary people, robbing shit.
Yeah, it appears that way. I mean, for one, the price of gold is through the roof.
Yeah, right. $2,000 an ounce. Right.
That encourages burglaries. These high-end vehicles now, they're getting anywhere from $5,000 to $9,000 per car.
You know, I might start doing that.
Yeah, a lot of people seem to be saying the same
You
thing.
Have no time to do that.
I'm too fat to carjack people, bro. You know,
the thing with the high-end vehicles is they're pulling over, ripping the GPSs out of the vehicle, so it's making it difficult to even ever locate these cars.
Wow,
we've been saying criminals are not stupid.
So I mean,
they've
got
lazy.
It down to an enterprise. You were also saying that the gang members are starting to work with one another, almost like
we're seeing things that we've never seen before. We had several blood sets working with Crips.
Well, it's like the mob when they got together.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, five
back
families.
In the 30s, yeah.
Why not? I mean, why should the Bloods, the Crips, the Kings kill each other, MS-13, when we can all get along and benefit financially? And who's going to pay? When the shitbags unify, the average sheep are dead.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes,
and
you're
New Jersey,
right.
Lautenberg and Corzine and that other illegal alien, Menendez, they don't give a shit because they have armed security.
That's right. We're not allowed to be armed. You know, if that would have happened, did you see what happened in Ohio? I sent it on the Gun for Hire Facebook page.
Yes.
Was the sheriff of a town, Perry County, Ohio?
Perry County, Ohio.
Where he basically came out and said, because there's a lot of violent home invasions going on, a string of them, and they beat the crap out of some poor 65-year-old guy in the middle of the night. And he said, it's not going to be long before someone gets shot coming into the house. And I right away when I saw that, I said, oh boy, here he goes.
Yeah.
But then he said, and he would be totally justified in doing so.
That's
and
a I'm wonderful
like, yes.
thing. That's a wonderful
imagine
thing.
Imagine a sheriff anywhere in the state of New Jersey saying that?
No. In the state of New Jersey, running coward, baby.
Running coward.
Give him whatever he wants and leave, right, Mac?
And then absolutely. Stick your finger down your throat and puke on him.
One of the other things, I don't know if you heard about it, but people are going to the range, and we're finding out that some of the people are getting followed home. If you're looking to obtain a firearm illegally, you sit outside a gun store. People go to the range, they shoot, they drive home. So if I can put this out there to people that are going to these ranges, just be especially aware on your way out.
Watch
who's following
in the
you.
We can't carry a gun when we leave a range in New
God
Jersey.
No, God forbid. Yeah, that would be like logical.
That could hurt the everybody else. Mac, when we come back, we want to talk about some more stuff that's going on and how people can be more prepared.
We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense, since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters. Every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order three and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
So, Mac, what else do you see going on, and what else can our listeners do to, you know, to be diligent and get prepared for the coming onslaught?
One of the things, well, several things we're trying to get out to people is that your situational awareness has to start the minute you leave the house. In preparation to leaving.
You know, when you're talking about situational awareness, just be aware, right?
Right. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of who's outside. You know, be aware of who your neighbors are.
All around you, 360
always,
degrees.
Always.
Okay.
Unfortunately, security is a must for everybody now.
I'm upgrading the hell out of my alarm system right now. Did you? And my cameras, I went from 8 camera to a 16 camera DVR.
If I could mention one more thing, maybe. I encourage everybody to take a picture of their personal valuable items in their house.
Just with your camera phone.
Just with a cell phone. So you have an inventory of
it's a great idea.
What's
who
precious
knows?
To you.
I mean, when we got robbed, right, I was thinking, my God, how am I going to know what the hell's gone? And Anthony said it best. You won't know until like a month later when you go to reach for something and
because
it's gone.
That's what happened to me. When the cops came, when my garage got broken into where my Harley was, they were like, what else was stolen? I said, nothing, whatever I told you. And then 2 weeks later, I went to reach for a wrench, and I'm like, oh, that whole thing is gone. And you know.
Yeah, especially like the jewelry.
Right, right.
Because when we go to pawn shops and look for these items, it helps to have a picture. I mean, a gold ring is a gold ring unless you have a picture of it.
Yeah, my gold ring got stolen. Help me find it.
Yeah,
that's good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
The old needle in a haystack has to be true there, right?
Mm-hmm. And they were saying, the one detective now by me was saying that they're coming with bags of gold jewelry. He said, and these guys, we cash for gold. He doesn't care.
You know, they go online and they, you know, they send you the envelope, you fill it up with the gold, and you get your money. There's no questions asked.
Right.
And if you don't catch it in, you know, the first 3 days, that stuff's melted down. It's a profit for everybody except for the person who was victimized.
Lost it, right.
The person who was victimized who didn't think they were going to be victimized, you know. Like Ainsley said, he feels violated. You know, when we get robbed, you have that feeling of violation.
Yeah. That doesn't go away for a long, long time.
It has to wear down. And then people get comfortable again. Even if they're being a victim of a violent crime, they get comfortable again. And it's a vicious circle we fall in, and the shitbags just keep preying on us. Now, Mac, you developed a seminar that we're going to be doing March 1st in Belleville, the first one, right?
Be prepared, right.
And it's situational awareness. I didn't have much to do with this except every once in a while they showed me
what's
what was
that
going
about?
On.
I mean, who's it for? Because I'm thinking about sending my wife to that because she's not aware of anything.
It's pretty much for anybody. We encourage people to be aware of their surroundings. We teach people different maneuvers if they have to, if it turns physical. But we really stress the importance of missing the cues in the first place.
Okay.
You know, to not be victimized.
Like when my wife drove into the garage, there's a 5-pound sledgehammer laying on the ground.
Right.
Clue number one.
Right.
But she walked right by it.
Correct.
And then
she
still didn't register. Yeah.
Yeah, still didn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, still didn't register.
One of the things, I mean, if you want to do an experiment on your own, drive to the mall. Sit outside and just watch. Watch people coming and going. People aren't paying attention. You know, they're texting. They're on the phone.
I've been saying for years, Mac, when I see a woman with kids putting groceries in the back of a car, with a kid in a car and a kid standing in the back, how vulnerable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when I walk by and I look at them, they don't even notice I'm there.
So we go over techniques to help people become more aware of their surroundings. We also talk about the social networking sites that people advertise their whereabouts.
Just checking in that I'm at the gym.
Right.
Just checking in.
Yeah, so we do things like that. It should be a pretty good seminar. And our whole goal is to force people to become aware of what is really going on around them so they don't miss those important warning signs.
You know, because women tend to be such a higher percentage of victims in violent crimes, we also started Gun for Her, H-E-R,
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Gun for Hire Women's Club. There's a link on the Gun for Hire site, Facebook page, where Maria is having meetings with the women. It's not going to be all guns. It's going to be other things they're going to go over. And it ain't no knitting club either, believe me.
It doesn't sound like it.
I saw the first meeting in the cameras, and I was like, oh, boy. You know, 25 women sitting around with guns. But they're going to be discussing things and classes and issues and bringing guest speakers in and everything, which I think is really, really good. But what do you see really going on now, Mac, as far as...
Yeah, you were telling us a story off air about just a... Can you talk about that case that you just you had with
absolutely.
The robbery?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very poignant because, like you're saying, it's not – everybody has a picture of what the bad guy looks like.
Yeah.
And now the bad guy is
the guy next
Joe
door.
Every guy, yeah.
Right. Yeah. This particular case was an armed robbery at a convenience store. It was the second one we had in 2 days. The individual came into a store, pointed the gun at the clerk. Clerk gave him $290-something, and he left on foot. The problem is when he left, he ran a couple blocks away, and he ended up jumping on the bus, which traveled past the location he robbed. One of the patrol officers did a great job and recognized him.
You can't make that shit up.
No, you can't. A getaway bus.
Yeah.
And he got tossed out of his ass because he didn't have exact change.
And he was wearing a bright red.
Yeah, bright red jacket. You know, one of the things that's concerning is, you know, they're pointing real guns at people. Five, 10 years ago, there was a lot of fake guns out there. Now these guys are using real guns. I mean, this gun was loaded, ready to go.
And you said it was like some sort of World War II relic. And,
yeah, it was just an old gun that he had stolen somewhere.
By accident. It could have went off by accident.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Someone could have walked in a store and startled him, and he could have killed somebody.
And the guy has a regular job, right?
Yeah. In 2 days, he made $900.
Oh, well, that's a lot better than he makes in a barbershop, right?
It didn't work out so well, unfortunately for us. But
the best part about it was, I mean, the guy confessed to you, right?
Right.
And he also expected to go to work the next day.
Yeah, he was asking if he was able to, take his appointments the following day. Like, he didn't understand.
He didn't realize the severity of what he just did.
Yeah, of what he just did.
Because it's so common now.
Yeah, he figured it'd be like on TV where he just gets out the next day. What do you say? I could have a couple of bracelets on my leg. I don't mind doing that.
The ankle bracelet. I could still do that.
Did you hear what Max said? It's so common now.
Yeah, that's sad.
I want to discuss that.
All right. When we come back.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia. Offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
If you think we should be reading it, send it to talkback@gunforhireradio.com.
Oh, no more emails.
We do get a lot, but we love them. We really do.
Oh, I don't need sleep. Keep sending them.
Yeah.
So Mac was saying before, like, the guy thought he can go back to work, put an ankle bracelet on me. He didn't realize the charges he's facing and the severity of what he's facing.
Yeah, but he just thinks it's a simple thing.
And, you know, it's so normal now is what Mac said. And that stuck, all right? Everything else Sandy said I didn't hear, but when Mac said that was all normal, you know. So, again, people just take it.
I just got that.
You know, people are just like, oh, the guy next door, armed robbery. Oh, the house up the street, home invasion. Oh, like we just accept it.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's becoming commonplace.
Correct.
Now.
So like we're sheep here where we're not supposed to be able to defend ourselves. We don't have good self-defense laws outside the home. We're not allowed to carry guns or anything. So basically the whole mindset in New Jersey is, well, at least it wasn't me.
Right.
Is that what we're coming down to, Mac? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
People tend to just walk on by. You know, the store was open 5 minutes after it was robbed. It's just a normal, normal business day.
And everybody's back to normal and do it. See what I mean, Sandy? This is no good,
No, it isn't.
This is no good.
We're accepting it. We're rolling over. We're giving into it and go, oh, okay, that's just part of the deal now. It should be a bump and rob on my way into work.
Yeah, it's not good. And Mac, that really bothers me, thinking about that, because again, the next door neighbor got robbed. It couldn't happen to me. It won't happen to me. It's such bullshit. It really is. It's such bullshit that we really, really, really need to do something. And people need to take back. We need to take back our streets. We need to take back our freedom. Okay.
Yes. The first thing we need to do is we need to start taking back our freedom, because you guys can't be everywhere. This is not a negative commentary on cops. Mm-hmm. You guys are out there breaking your butts, but you can't be everywhere. You have a hard enough time just in crime prevention.
Now, Mac, in all your years of policing, how many times have you walked in on a crime in progress?
It depends. The summertime's more and more busy in the sense where you're more likely to do that just because of the nature of the crowds that are out at that time. But the thing is with the police is we're thankful now when we go to a burglary because we're so tired of getting the robberies. Burglaries become accepted point. And something's not right with that picture.
Right.
Well, we get a couple burglaries, a week, which is,
And you're not walking in on them. You're after the fact taking reports, right?
You're right. It's very rare that the police officer is going to be there when it happens.
But our politicians tell us, call a cop.
Right.
I mean, if you ever saw the crime statistics, it's shocking. The amount of robberies and carjackings that go on alone in this area.
And they keep that squashed down, don't they?
Sure. I mean, that's not, that's not released until the end of the year or at least quarterly.
Yeah,
it's not like a daily.
And a lot of guys that I've been talking to who are on the job, especially in New York and in the New York metro area, are saying they're getting pressure from now the city councils who are telling them that if it was a violent offense, if it was a violent home invasion, you downgrade it to a burglary.
Mm-hmm. Well, in New Jersey, home invasions go down as burglaries.
Great. Yes.
So, there's no statute home for invasions.
Four guys come in with
you hear that? There's no statute for home invasion, so it's listed as a burglary.
As a burglary. So it's not a nonviolent offense.
Okay, so I'm home in my living room. Someone breaks through the front door, violates the sanctity of my home.
With
that's
a Tech
considered
9.
A burglary.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's how backwards we are. There's no statute for that. How many home invasions a day in New Jersey? I don't know, 30, 40, but there's no statute for
it. Yeah, but there's a statute for how many rounds you can keep in a friggin' magazine. it's just ridiculous. Or how many guns you can buy in a calendar year.
What about, is there a limit on how many Twinkies you can buy?
I think that's being changed as we speak,
Okay.
But Twinkies, as you know, aren't going to be around for long.
Because they're closing the factory.
They're closing the factory.
The Twinkie factory, Mac,
just so you know.
The flags were at half-mast.
Everybody thought it was Whitney Houston. It had nothing to do with Whitney Houston. It was over the Hostess factory closing down.
I don't even want to get into the flag at half-mast.
No, we're not going to do that.
No, let's move on. So,
I could see the red creeping up the back of your
neck. I don't even want to talk about that shit. So, Mac, the other thing, talk about home invasions. You're one of the major actors when we do simulations force on force training in Gun for Hire. We have that 4-bedroom apartment, and Ron Sousa says you should win an Academy Award. Frank Starrett said that.
A
lot of our students say that he should have a kid. You're good at that. How come you're so good at playing a shit bag?
As bad as it sounds, from interviewing him. I mean, unfortunately, you get to see the darker side of things. And, I see how they act, what they do. And I try to, when we run those courses, I try to act just like that so they get a real feel of what may happen.
We've had people afraid to take it, and then once they take it, it has a narcotic effect. They're like, when are you doing level two? When are you doing level three? Because the rush they get when they realize. Yeah. I told you, we've had people walk out of simmunitions, force-on-force training, going, you know, maybe a gun is not a good idea for me for home defense. I mean, it's that big of an eye-opener.
Right.
Right, Mac? Where people realize, well, maybe everybody who had a five-shot revolver threw that shit right out for home defense. You know, I carry a five-shot revolver, but my home defense gun ain't a five-shot revolver.
You betcha, baby.
But, you know, right away, how fast did they run out of ammo? Holy shit.
Second.
And most of them were on the floor.
Yeah. I think a lot of them found enlightening the aspect of the law that, you know, what they realize what they can
the
and
aftermath.
Cannot do.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. I think that's my favorite part of the simunitions is when you guys do the debriefing and the aftermath of what happens and when the police respond. Right. And not too many people realize that is the most dangerous part of the encounter, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know, it's confusing for everybody involved.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think a lot of people appreciate that. And we try to stress the fact that the law is written in a gray area, and if you follow it right and you word it the right way, you know, you'll be okay as long as you follow those simple rules.
And our students walk out with a newfound respect for the legal system, the use of force guidelines. And let me tell you something. If they listen to what they learn the day of their force-on-force training, if they have to shoot a shitbag, they will find themselves not in as much trouble. And they'll save some legal fees, too. Okay.
I think that's where I learned so much just observing this is the fact that during that whole debriefing, you're giving them specific tips on like, what did you say that for?
Right.
And you know, that's going to keep a lot of people out of jail.
I think every juror should do a SIMS training before they sit on
Can
a murder
imagine?
Trial when a cop uses self-defense or a homeowner uses self-defense because it would change their freaking mind about how fast they are to draw conclusions.
Yeah, okay? Why didn't you just shoot him in the leg instead?
Yeah. Oh,
just go for a wounding shot.
You know,
it's
funny. We get all of these guys that have a lot of training. As soon as they get shot in the hand or something, you see them crawl up behind a wall like a girl in a video camera. Not making fun of girls, but they're on their tippy toes, all right? With no stance, no defense. Because once you get shot, you're like, oh shit, I can't stick my hand and gun out from behind that wall. He's going to shoot me again.
Yeah.
It changes. It's a big game changer with the simunitions. And, you know, being the first civilian school approved, the first civilian range, civilian on civilian force training, force on force, you know, simunitions very happy with our results. We report in after every class, people we trained and everything. And they get emails from our students that love what we do. So it's great. I'm honored to be surrounded by the guys that I have to train for this level of stuff because I'm different. I'm now teaching classes. I'm teaching shooting from a Barco Lounger 101 and shit like that now. You know, I'm making a holster for my Lazy Boy. So I got a strong side Lazy Boy holster. Yes. I'll get you one.
Lazy Boy holster. I love it.
We also enforce or stress the fact that, you know, the firearm is your last defense in your home defense plan. If you don't have a home defense plan, you know, you're well behind the curve at this point.
Lots of people do. They lock the top lock on their door.
Yeah.
Okay? They don't have a home defense plan.
My deadbolt wound up in the living room.
You know, Mac,
one good kick. That's
one good
You know, Mac,
kick.
We talk about it all the time. Almost everybody thinks that if a home invasion occurs, you're going to be in your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
People don't realize they spend so much time in their living room, their den, their study, whatever.
Right.
That's probably where it's going to happen.
How about the shower or the bathroom?
That's right.
Or the bathroom.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Absolutely.
I when I'm home alone, that always freaks me out.
The
dog starts
too.
Barking. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Let me tell you something. Now, since Dean put the alarm in, I am finally able to take a shower without stopping every 30 seconds and sticking my head out and listening when I'm home alone.
It is true.
It's
like, you know, you have to have multiple layers. You can't just have one. Your gun can't be the only answer, or your alarm can't be the only answer.
That's the first thing I learned from you, and I share that with everybody that I meet. It's layers of security.
Right.
Layers of security.
My new camera system that we're putting in, Sandy, when you walk up to the front door, in the window of the guest bedroom is going to be a monitor showing you standing in front of the front door.
Oh, very nice.
You know, like liquor stores and stuff do.
Yeah,
so that'll tell you, oh, shit, I'm being taped.
Even with something like that, though, you should have the DVR or the hard drive inside a safe.
It's
going to take work to get it out of there.
At all my locations and the DVR I have now, is it not only inside a safe, but it backs up to a cloud server.
Oh, perfect.
So if they break into my house and take the safe, which they're not going, but if they take the safe, I have it all backed up. Yeah, because that's always a concern.
Yeah.
Here at Gunfire headquarters, that DVR backs up to a cloud server. So, Mac, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
We have a ton of classes coming up. Gun for Hire Radio has a Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we do.
Gun for Hire Radio, we have 1,100 people on it already.
In like an hour.
Yep. We now have 6 locations, and the Gun for Hire trailer is done, and our mobile capabilities are 100%.
That is one sweet-looking trailer.
Thank you. We'll take the training to you. If you have a smartphone, the group therapy app should be done any week now.
I'm waiting for
Wait till you see this. Wait till you see this app. It's going to improve your shooting.
Diagnoses you shot.
Correct. If you don't have a Utah or Florida CCW, we do them at 6 locations and all over the state. If you have a classroom or something, we can come and host a Utah CCW for you. We do it at a lot of clubs and organizations.
Federal right to carry is coming.
Yep. Today is Monday the 27th. This Wednesday, we will be in Toms River for the NJ2AS. Alan Gura, who beat the Supreme Court twice for the Second Amendment. Him and Antonin Scalia are the only two people I'd want to have my picture taken with, and I'm getting my picture taken with freaking Alan Gura on Wednesday. Gun for Hire Radio will be there. Stop by and see us, okay? On March 4th, we have Force on Force training in Belleville. If you're interested in having Max shoot you with a Sims round, let us know. You could pay us for that. We have on March 11th in Cedar Grove, Group Second Steps Pistol. If you want to be an NRA certified range safety officer, March 11th in Belleville. If you've taken simunitions before, March 18th, we're having a simunition survival day. 8 hours of Mac and Joe shooting you and you shooting back at a 42,000 square foot training facility we acquired in Livingston, New Jersey.
Man.
On the March 18th, our ever-popular defensive pen class will be in Belleville.
Love that class.
Learn to kill with a big pen, baby. On 3/23, we're having another Sims course. This is our first weeknight course, guys. We're going to do it like from 5 at night till 9 at night. So if you got to work, come on over and learn how to use Force on Force and prepare for home invasion. Very popular with husbands and wives.
Husband and wife, yeah.
On 3/25, Urban Carbine, Cedar Grove. Learn how to shoot that carbine at AR-15, baby.
Now, what is Urban Carbine?
Running and gunning with an AR-15, man.
Wow.
Alternate shooting positions, stress reloads, and everything. We will kick your ass. Mac had smoke coming out of his gun the last time he ran through the course. That's no lie.
That's
nice. Also, on March 25th, we have Low Light 2 in Cedar Grove. If you've taken Low Light 1, come. We're going to learn you how to shoot in low light, altered light, and no light situations. Joe Senti's favorite class on March 29th, 4-day certified executive protection.
Nice.
Okay? That's a good one, okay?
Especially with all the need for executive protection going on right now.
That's correct.
And then you're out of work. That's a great thing to do.
Correct. And then April, we have a whole new lineup of classes coming up. Jimmy is available to build an AR, our popular Build-A-Bear program, by appointment only. Send us an email. And also, save the date, ladies and gentlemen, October 11th, 2012. I said 2011 last show.
Last week, yeah, you did.
You didn't fix it. You and John, thank you.
Hey, well, you know, we can only do so much.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Yeah, he fixes all Sandy shit. He doesn't fix any of mine. Thanks. Thank you, John, if you're listening to this. Can I get John's address? October 13th, 2011. NRA, FNRA dinner in Edison at the Rosewood, okay? Do not miss it. This will be a record breaker. We might have a nice guest speaker. Thank you all.
Stutters, faux pas, and all, Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Media Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my angry co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. See you next week.